Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to WrestleRama Radio. It is Wednesday night, April 24th. We have the results of AEW Dynamite, which just took place. A huge angle at the end. We'll have all the results for you. We also have some ratings for the last couple of days, Monday Night Raw, NXT to go over. Before we get into that, I want to remind everybody to check us out online, www.wrestlerama.com. Go right there for all of our old podcasts, all the news. You can check out all of our social media outlets, including our Facebook page, which is updated several times a day. That's facebook.com/WrestleRama. You can also find us Instagram, YouTube, Twitter at WrestleRama. And again, you can find everything on our website, WrestleRama.com. Let's get into some ratings real quick. Monday Night Raw ratings, April 22nd. They drew 1,597,000 viewers on average. They were going against a big night of NBA playoffs. The Lakers Nuggets game drew over 4 million viewers, and the 76ers Knicks game drew over 3 million viewers. Tuesday night, NXT, April 23rd, they averaged 661,000 viewers. It is up 6% from last week and up 12% from the same time last year. Quick competition note on that one. NHL playoffs were going on. The Caps and Rangers averaged just a little over 1 million viewers on ESPN. We also learned that NFL Films is going to follow Tony Khan this week. And that may play into what happened on Dynamite today. NFL Films will follow Tony Khan during the week of the NFL draft as he tries to manage AEW and the Jacksonville Jaguars. The draft happens from April 25 to the 27th, and the film crew will follow Khan from April 24 to 29. The idea is that on April 27 in particular, they'll look at him trying to sign undrafted free agents while also preparing that week's collision. They would capture him going from the office to Daly's place to run the show. And when we go over the results of tonight's Dynamite, that whole thing will be very interesting to see how it is handled. But on to tonight's AEW Dynamite. It was a weird show. It started off with bad audio. I believe that was blamed on the network and not necessarily AEW. It started with the Young Bucks and Okada arriving to the arena, and then Jack Perry arriving right after them. Security tried to stop Perry, but the Bucks said that he is with them. The show opened with Orange Cassidy's music hitting, and this was for the Chuck Taylor, Trent Beretta, Who is the Best Friend segment. And I'll tell you what, you just crowned a new world champion Sunday night. I would have put him front and center on the show to open the show. But no, we've got the Best Friends, Orange Cassidy. We then saw Swerve Strickland defend his AEW world title by defeating Ring of Honor TV champion Kyle Fletcher. It was too back and forth for me. If you're going to have Swerve wrestle right after he won the championship, it should have been a dominant match, not a 50-50 back and forth match. We then had a Excalibur telling us that Kenny Omega will return next week on Dynamite. Dynamite is in Winnipeg. Kenny will not be wrestling. He's just going to be making an appearance. Renee interviewed Thunder Rosa backstage. She had some words with Deonna Purrazzo, had a little shoving match, and that sets up a match for this weekend. They did a recap of the Bryan Danielson Will Ospreay match. We then saw Mina Shirakawa with Mariah May defeating Anna Jay. A lot of this match took place during a commercial break. I'm a big fan of Mina Shirakawa, between her and Azumi. If they were to bring those two over on a regular basis, it would really liven up the women's division. They went over the history of Mariah May and Shirakawa going back to Stardom. After Shirakawa won, Mariah May came into the ring with champagne to celebrate when Jay and Anna Jay attacked her from behind. Toni Storm hit the ring, made the save. Anna Jay bailed out, and Storm was holding Mariah May. Serena Deeb then came out to the stage and sat down next to Toni Storm's AEW Women's title and did a promo, but the music was playing loud and the audio was bad, so I couldn't quite make out what she said. But I think she was challenging her for a title shot at Toni Storm's title. We then had a Willow Nightingale TBS title celebration. So they had Willow, Stokely, and Chris Statlander are out there. Mercedes Moné interrupted. She got a touch of booze, nothing overwhelming. You certainly heard the crowd chanting CEO, but she did get a few boos, and I think as the segment progressed, she got a little more booze. It wasn't overwhelming, but something you could definitely hear. They talked about their match in Japan where Mercedes Moné got hurt wrestling Willow Nightingale. Statlander got involved. Well, didn't get involved. She just held Willow Nightingale back. After Mercedes Moné smacked her, and this, of course, is leading up to their match at Double or Nothing in May. Will Ospreay won the Casino Gauntlet for an international title shot at Double or Nothing. This match, I didn't see anything posted about this match earlier announcing the match or the participants. If Will Ospreay was wrestling, they should have made an announcement. I don't even know if they knew the rules of the match. The announcers didn't seem as though they knew. It was a battle royal, but it was a sudden death battle royal, so whoever got a pinfall first or a submission would win the match. It started with Switchblade Jay White and Dante Martin. Penta came in. We saw Kyle O'Reilly, Will Ospreay, Jay Lethal was in there, Lance Archer, Commander was in there. And it did come down to Will Ospreay winning the match after hitting the Hidden Blade on Commander. So he will challenge Roderick Strong for the international title at Double or Nothing. Chris Jericho then came out for a promo with the FTW title and has now nicknamed it the For the World title. He did get some boos, very noticeable boos. I think the fans are tired of the whole Chris Jericho shtick at this point. This saw Big Bill walking out from the back and saying he needs the guidance of the learning tree. So I think they're going to be doing something with Big Bill and Jericho down the line. We then saw a backstage segment with Renee, with Will Ospreay, Kyle Fletcher, and Don Callis. More dissension between Ospreay and Callis, leading to pretty much, I'm sure, their split soon. And the main event match of the night was the IWGP World Champion Jon Moxley defeating Powerhouse Hobbs. So if I'm just a casual fan and I saw Swerve Strickland open the show and Jon Moxley main event the show, I would think Jon Moxley was the champion of the company I'm watching. It was very confusing. But yeah, Jon Moxley defeated Powerhouse Hobbs. They did a brawl around ringside. And this was something else weird. With no heads up, no notice, you know how normally they say this match will continue picture in picture. The show just cut to picture in picture. And it just went to a commercial. But yeah, Jon Moxley won the match with the rear naked choke. Doctor's check ran in on Hobbs. He appeared to have hurt his leg during the match. Callis was kind of funny in this. He said injuries happened, but he's more concerned about the loss. Near the end of the segment, we saw Takeshita come out on the ramp and stare down Moxley, so that may be setting up an IWGP title match between Moxley and Takeshita, which should be pretty good. We saw Renee Paquette again backstage with Shibata, who basically challenged Chris Jericho for the FTW title next week in Winnipeg. And the main event segment of the show was an in-ring meeting with Tony Khan and Jack Perry. Jack Perry came out, seemed apologetic. He wanted Khan to shake his hand and reinstate him so they can continue to change the world together. Tony Khan smiled, shook Perry's hand, they hugged. Jack Perry raised Khan's hand and then punched him in the stomach with the microphone. This led to the Elite and Okada, or Okada is in the Elite, so the Elite running down to the ring and was asking Perry, what was going on? You weren't supposed to do this. And as the Bucks were helping Khan up, they teased the EVP trigger and the fans kind of sensed what was coming. Okada stepped in between. Okada signaled up, upwards with two thumbs up. And then Matthew picked up Tony Khan in the Tony Khan driver. Nicholas jumped off the top rope and they hit Tony Khan with the Tony Khan driver. Jack Perry dragged the body of Khan right to the middle of the ring in front of their feet. They flipped off the fans. We saw some referees, security, doctors hit the ring. And even Shad Khan, Tony Khan's dad, came out from the back to check on Tony as the show ended. A pretty big angle to end Dynamite. And again, with the NFL films following Tony Khan this week, I'm really curious to see how this plays out on that NFL film segment they're doing. They did set up some matches for this weekend. AEW Collision and Rampage are airing back to back this Saturday. It starts immediately after the NBA playoff game. And I'll tell you what, if I was TBS, I would set up something huge. Be ready as soon as that NBA playoff game is happening, or as soon as that NBA playoff game is ending, have something huge ready. Because you're going to have, I don't know, 3 million people still on your channel. Some may stick around out of curiosity if you put on something really good, really amazing. So this is what they've announced for Saturday night. Bullet Club Gold defend the trios titles against Top Flight and Action Andretti. I would not start the show with that. I'm a huge fan of Jay White, but I would not start the show with that. We have Toni Storm versus Anna Jay. Wouldn't start the show with that. Thunder Rosa versus Deonna Purrazzo. And Trent Beretta versus Chuck Taylor in a parking lot fight. So none of that is what I would start the show with. So I'm really curious to see what they do to try to keep the attention of some of those NBA fans after the NBA playoffs end. They announced for next week on Dynamite, we learn who will challenge Swerve Strickland for the AEW heavyweight title at Double or Nothing. We'll see the return of Kenny Omega, and Chris Jericho defends the FTW title against Shibata. That's going to do it for now, guys. If you watched Dynamite tonight, I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestleRama. You can shoot us a email, WrestleRama@gmail.com. Depending on where you're listening to this at, you can leave us a comment here. And wherever you're listening, give us a thumbs up, maybe a share, tell your friends about it. I do thank you for listening. Again, check us out online, WrestleRama.com. And until next time, guys, take care and see ya.